and welcome to our Savini Speaks podcast. This is the second episode in the series, and today we are going to talk about all things apprenticeships in celebration of National Apprenticeship Week. I'm Christina Forshaw and I'm the Learning and Development Manager here at the Savini Group, and I'm joined by three of our fantastic colleagues today who are going to talk us through their apprenticeship journey and the success that they've had so far. Before we get started, I'd like to talk a little bit more about our National Apprenticeship Week. We do a lot in the business during that week to really celebrate the successes of our apprentices. We currently have 90 apprentices within the group. 36 of them are our traditional apprentices and 54 are our current employees who are using the apprenticeship route to develop themselves and their own careers. For a long time, people thought that apprenticeships were just for school leavers, and that isn't the case. People can enter the apprenticeship route at any stage of their career to further develop themselves. First of all, we are joined by Ian Mitchell, our Managing Director for Housing, who began his career as a budding apprentice and has since worked his way all up to the top to the executive management team. And alongside Ian, we are joined by Summer Fitzmaurice, our apprentice plumber and domestic heating technician for Savini Property Services, and Lauren Kelly, our Neighbourhood Services Officer for One Vision Housing, who has recently completed her apprenticeship. So massive well done to you. So let's get started. I'd like to start by asking you a little bit about yourself. So if we start with you, Ian, if you tell us a little bit about your role.
So as you say, I'm the Managing Director of Housing within the Savini Group, so I'm responsible for One Vision and Pine Court Housing Associations within the group. And in essence, in a nutshell, I'm responsible for making sure we deliver on the board's priorities across the group, which in essence is about providing good quality safe homes and excellent customer services to our customers. And in order to do that, it's key that we have the right people in the right places doing the right jobs. So that's a key part of my role within the group.
Perfect, brilliant. And Summer?
I am a plumbing and heating apprentice and I am in my fourth and final year, and that's it.
Busy every day. And yourself, Lauren?
So like you say, I've not long completed my apprenticeship. Started in September 24 and moved up to Neighbourhood Services Officer in September 23. Moved up in September 24, we're now in 2025, of course. Yeah. So, I mean, busy all day, every day. Big step up from apprentice to Neighbourhood Services Officer. But the housing apprentice as a whole, it showed every department different parts that I could do and allowed me to choose where to go in my career, which is now Neighbourhood Services Officer.
Perfect, brilliant. And just going back to the very beginning, then will you tell me a little bit more about when you started the apprenticeship? When did it begin? Were you a school leaver or was it something different? Again, Ian, I'll start with yourself.
Yeah, I started as a school leaver. Straight from school, I picked up an apprenticeship with the Maritime Housing Association, as it was now. That's now the Regenza Group. And it was a real opportunity for me. As I say, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do necessarily. And this apprenticeship came as a result of doing my 2 weeks work experience. If you recall, when you've done your 2 weeks work experience, they offered me an apprenticeship on the back of that, and I think that created a real opportunity for me to get into a sector that I probably never really given some consideration to, and within that I had the opportunity, but like you said there, to see lots of departments, lots of teams, experience lots of areas, and allowed me to kind of pick out a particular area that I quite liked, which again seemed to be the housing side of things. That coupled with obviously starting the qualification side of things as well, and again I think it was an MBQ at the time, linked to the Modern Apprenticeship Scheme, and really that was the start of what I suppose has been the journey I've been on all the way through, which is learning whilst working. And here I am now. I think it's 26 years on, and it's still I'm still doing the same thing, learning every day. I'm doing qualifications as well. So,
what was the title of your apprenticeship?
So it was a modern apprenticeship, and I think I was actually clerical assistant. Which is probably the old office junior type role.
Right,
so a bit of a dog's body doing. Bit of everything really, but as I say, the plus side to that was that I was able to experience lots of areas of the business, and that gave me a good feel. Everything from development to housing management to community investment type work, even some of the back office services around finance and the likes. But it was housing that I kind of chose in the end, and as I say, it's kind of progressed in that route since.
Brilliant. So I'll come to you next.
I was a school leaver and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, so I thought, why not go and do a level 2 plumbing at college. I did it, fell in love with it. I actually did work experience with Savini. Again, fell in love with it even more. And then, similar to Ian, then got an apprenticeship off the back of that. And still learning every single day now, and every day's different. I love it.
And Lauren?
So I didn't start from school. I was actually a little bit older when I started my apprenticeship. It was actually a bit of a change of career. I had worked in a nursery, so completely not at all to do with housing. I have family who work in housing, and he'd mentioned to me about the apprenticeship. And he said, oh, there's a housing apprentice going, why don't you go for it? And I thought, you know what? I've heard what you do. It doesn't sound, I'll go for that. What's the worst that can happen? And I'm nearly 18 months later, and looks like I'm never planning to leave.
I guess I think we're housing once you're in, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, there's just so much to do that even if you're not fully satisfied with what you're doing, you can always do something else that is still within housing. There's just so many different roles and things to do within housing itself.
That's brilliant. So just even between the three of you, you've got like your typical like work experience and then going to your apprenticeship, and actually you've done a full career change there, you know, which happens all of the time, which is fantastic. Just shows how accessible apprenticeships are for any stage of your life, really. I'm going to go on to some like kind of individual questions for yourselves, and some of them I'm going to start with you. I attended these awards, but you should want a bit more information. So you were recently awarded the City of Liverpool's Apprentice of the Year.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
How has it been making your mark in such a predominantly male sector, which it is, and how does it feel to you know, to be succeeding, because you're continually being successful so early on in your career?
It feels absolutely amazing, and I never thought, you know, when I started about 3 years ago my apprenticeship, I didn't think I'd be here. I was, you know, I felt so lucky to even be nominated for that award, then not only to win it, but to be successful so early on, especially in a male-dominated industry, it feels wonderful, and I just hope it could inspire other young girls, you know, to join me.
Absolutely. And I was at the awards with Summer, and the room was in uproar. And even during the evening, everyone was like, that's Summer the Plumber. I think that's the nickname across the Liverpool City region now. But what I think you were chosen from hundreds of apprentices that attend the college. And yeah, you won, which was absolutely fantastic. We were very proud of you.
Thank you.
As well. Over to you, Ian. So you've had an extremely impressive career progression. As we've mentioned at the beginning, you know, you now sit on the executive management team. And I'm sure you'll be very inspirational to other apprentices. So what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about starting an apprenticeship? And do you think this route, you know, maybe starting at that level, working your way, has helped you in any particular way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd recommend it as a route to anybody. As I say, I think there's maybe been a particular view of apprenticeships over the years, and as I say, maybe a very traditional view to it, but I just see it as being an opportunity to get into the world of work whilst also carrying out some studies and qualifications. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely helped me, as I mentioned before. It set me on a journey of working and learning at the same time. As I say, it's something I continue to do today. So I know from when I started, as I say, I'd done an MVQ. I think I went on then to kind of do a BTEC, a HNC, and then a degree in housing. And I'd done that all while I was working. It was challenging, of course, because you've got to balance those things, but it meant that when I'd gone through that journey, as well as having the qualifications, I also had 10 years work experience.
Yeah.
So it put me in really good stead for opportunities that come about. And as I say, it's something by way of principle I still do today. I still enrol in qualifications, and I'm doing one currently. And again, I think that just always helps. So it's a certain sort of mindset, but it's certainly the apprenticeship route that got me into that in the first place. So I would absolutely recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, brilliant. And do you have any advice on how to progress in your career? Because you've probably done many roles before, kind of where you are now. So, what advice would you give?
I'd say never stop learning. I think that's a key thing. I think, you know, there's always opportunities to learn. I think the working environment changes all the time. It's very different now than it was 20 odd years ago. Probably very different than it was pre-COVID. So I think there's always opportunities to learn. So I'd encourage anyone to do that and just see. There's always challenges, but see those as opportunities, I think, I would tie in. And I think people will probably say, you know, have a plan. I'm not sure I have a plan per se, but I always aim to get good at what I was doing, learn as much as I can as part of that, and then seek the next opportunity out, whether that be a promotion, a sideways move, a different team, different organisation, whatever that might be. So really sort of make into that. And then ultimately, just around kind of hard work, commitment. And I think if you have the right attitudes, I think you'll find opportunities, and I think opportunities will come around. So I think that is massively important as well, to have the right attitude.
Yeah. Massively. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you for that. And then Lauren, I know you mentioned before that you started your apprenticeship kind of later on in life. Do you think it's made a difference to you kind of doing it a bit later, not being the traditional school leaver?
I think for myself, yes. I think the role, not so much the apprentice, you know, there was a lot of learning, a lot to do. But the role that I've now come into, I think my age has helped me get to where I'm at. My age has helped me be able to carry out this role of neighbourhood services officer, which obviously the apprenticeship is different to where I'm at, but that has allowed me to progress much quicker because I am that little bit older, a little bit more mature. I think back to if I was 18 trying to do the role I'm in now, probably wouldn't be able to do it as well as I do.
Yeah.
But I do think definitely having, you know, I'm a little bit older, I was able to drive. So I could get into places, which means I was able to do a little bit more shadowing and come in and be more part of the team rather than just at home. I could go out on community days and get to know the team. So I do think that age definitely benefits myself. That might not necessarily mean it'll benefit the next person. They may benefit from being younger. But for myself, I think it definitely benefited me to get to where I'm at now. Not just the apprenticeship, but to be able to progress.
Yeah.
That's probably where it's mostly benefited me, being that little bit older.
Yeah, because you've probably already had like a wealth of experience from like different positions that you've been in. And sometimes that does give you, you know, it brings extra skills to what you're
your customer service, any job you do,
it's
customer service based. You know, there's always customers. And I think having that experience of other jobs, other roles, has helped me in this and might not necessarily be anywhere near the role what I'm doing, but there's things that you can take from anything and put it into your new role and progress your skills. But definitely I think being that little bit older definitely benefited myself to progress into where I'm at now.
No, brilliant. I think what's really good with the apprenticeship standards now as well, I don't know if it's different to what it was with you, Ian, so you're doing your qualification, but you're tested against knowledge, skills and behaviours, the KSBs. And I think that sets you up better for the workplace because it's getting you to kind of, you've got to show your evidence, haven't you, of, you know, how you're implementing that, what are you learning on your day in college and actually what are you bringing back to the workplace. So I think that's brilliant. I think that's a really key benefit. I've probably answered this question I'm going to ask you. What's the benefit of, you know, of doing an apprenticeship rather than traditional education? But I'll start, Lauren, I'll come to you. Do you think that you know, is there any particular benefits of, that you think of doing the apprenticeship route rather than traditional education, going to uni, going to, you know, sixth form college after school?
I think one of the biggest benefits, and I say this to anyone who's thinking about an apprenticeship, is you are learning while you're getting the education while doing the role.
Yeah.
So by the time your apprenticeship finishes, instead of just saying, I know about it, you know about it, but you've done it as well.
Yes.
So you've got the experience, like you say, you know, if you're going into another role, it's not just, oh, I learnt it all.
Yeah.
It's a learning, but I've put it into practice.
Absolutely.
And like you say, with the knowledge, skills, behaviours, you can see, oh, well, actually, now I know this, and I've done that, and I've learned how to do this, and my behaviours have changed over here for this certain. And definitely, I think apprenticeship, the benefit is you are learning while on the job. You're getting the experience as well as the knowledge of the role.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Have you
got anything else
about it? No, I think it is that key thing. You're building the work experience up whilst doing the qualification. As I say, other routes will have the benefits, of course, but this route, I think, is absolutely about that. You can build up your work experience whilst getting the qualification. So I think that's the key point.
Are you in agreement?
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. I'm going to ask you then, what has been the most rewarding aspect of your apprenticeship? I'll start with you, Summer.
So many rewarding aspects of it, to be honest. From, you know, working in tenants' houses and their homes every day, them feeling, you know, making them feel safe in their own home, because you're going in, doing like a good job, customer service, you know, all that comes with it, just making even like a small little impact on everyone's, you know, day-to-day lives. I think that's just like a really nice aspect of it, I think.
That's really nice answer. Go on, Ian, follow that.
As I say, I think it was the opportunity side of it for me, really. As I say, it did provide me with the initial opportunity just to get into the world of work. And as I say, you know, my career is, you know, fortunately I've been in-house ever since, and you know, I've always moved around from different jobs, different organisations, so being able to do lots of really positive things along the way. So I think that's the highlight of the apprenticeship opportunity for me personally. But just quickly touching on something that we spoke about earlier, I think a really good opportunity that I also had was introducing the apprenticeship scheme into the group when we introduced it back in, I think it was about 2010, and seeing how it's gone from strength to strength over that time, that come around when we brought to really property services into being, and we probably had, I don't know, a dozen apprentices now through to what you said was circa 90 apprentices, yeah, Christina. Yeah. It's great to see every year how that goes from strength to strength, and to see, you know, what comes from that and the opportunities we provide. So that's just an added bit really from all the opportunities.
And what about yourself, Laura?
I think, you know, the progression. Like I say, I was on my apprenticeship for 12 months and then got moved up to Neighbourhood Services Officer. I think getting that role, it showed what all the hard work was for. You know, all the days where I thought, what am I doing? And you learn and you go, okay, it weren't that bad. And I think being able to say, okay, well, all the hard work paid off, and now get my foot through the door for a bigger career, and it can take me other places.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, the progression is, it's rewarding to see that the work does pay off. And I think as well, the team.
Yeah.
The team are always, you know, very, they let you know when you've done good. And that's nice. It's nice for someone to say, do you know what, you have done well, and here's how your work has benefited yourself, benefited the business, and your colleagues and the other staff members. So I just think as a whole, it's nice to know that your hard work is paying off, and it doesn't go unnoticed. You're definitely rewarded for the hard work.
Yeah, and that's great, isn't it? And I think we hear that quite a lot from our apprentices, especially within the group as well. I think just touching on there, before I kind of go on to one of the final questions, is the different lengths of apprenticeships. Mm. So I know yourself, yours was 12 months. That, you know, if you think of 12 months, how quick that can go, and you could be walking away with a qualification. How fantastic is that? And then you can build upon that. I know yours is 4 years. Yours is one of the longer ones from a safety point of view as well. And I think that's really important to understand, is that, you know, there's such a variety of apprenticeships that exist. I think now for any role within a business, there is an apprenticeship route, and, you know, it's something that, you know, is absolutely fantastic and so accessible. And, you know, from the amount of apprentices that we have, it just proves that we are massive supporters of it as well. Have there been any challenges though through the apprenticeship route? I know there's a lot of additional work with the off the job hours and stuff like that. I just wanted to throw that in there. But, you know, were there any particular challenges that, you know, we'll start with you, Lauren, because you finished. What was your biggest challenge, maybe?
I think for me, like I say, I was in a completely different role. Just before coming here, I only worked part time. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest challenges was going from part-time work to full-time at home on the laptop, because I'd never really done, you know, admin type of work. And I think the biggest challenge was just getting used to the role and getting settled in. And I think sometimes you may come up to something and you go, I should know this. And you feel, oh, do I want to ask? And having that confidence to say, do you know what, I don't know everything. And I am still learning. Mm-hmm. I think that was something that I had to overcome, was being able to tell myself, no, it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
Definitely, you're in an apprenticeship, that's the point, you're here to learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to be able to actually say, well, no, and I may have been showed this before, but I'm still a little bit stuck on it.
Yeah.
I think that was a challenge for myself, was just getting used to that type of work environment and being able to know when I need to ask for help.
Yeah. Brilliant example. Summa, what about yourself?
I think a challenge I thought I would have, you know, impacted me more, especially at the beginning, is probably being a girl actually in a male dominated industry. I think at first it was really daunting, you know, that, oh, am I gonna fit in, are people gonna like accept me and stuff. But I think after my first month of being in the apprenticeship, you know, I just realised, oh, I was even worried about, you know, especially here at the group, I've been open, you know, welcomed with open arms. It's like a little family, I love it. So I'd say, you know, to especially girls again, don't let that put you off getting an apprenticeship, just because that is quite daunting, you know, at first. But no, it's actually, I thought it would be a challenge, but it's actually not really, no.
And that's brilliant to hear it, because it will be, like, I think, you know, absolutely, and again, I think there'll be a lot of people out there, like yourself, who will go, oh, but you've taken that step and you are thriving in it as well. So, like, you know, what an advocate for women in construction. So it's brilliant. What about yourself, Ian? Challenges for you?
I think Lauren and Summer have probably summed up really well there with their more recent experiences. I say mine was many years ago, but I think it probably is what you mentioned before, because I think balancing that kind of carry out qualifications while working full time, but again, I'd probably advocate that that's also the opportunity as well.
Yeah.
So there's more benefits that outweigh the challenge, but of course you have got to deliver on your qualifications whilst working full time pretty much.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably that, as I recall.
Brilliant. And then final question before we get on to a little surprise part of this is, you know, if anyone was listening today or had, you know, people who were listening had family members about, you know, in year 10 or 11 who were thinking of an apprenticeship, just in one sentence, you know, would you recommend and why? Ian, we'll start off with you for this one.
Yeah, reiterate, I think what I've said, it, you know, see the apprenticeship as an opportunity and take it. And I think with the right attitude and commitment, more opportunities will certainly follow. So absolutely go for it.
Yeah, brilliant. Lauren, what about yourself?
I mean, couldn't agree more. Definitely 100% go for it. I say it to people, go for the apprenticeship.
Yeah. And Summer?
No, definitely. I'm the exact same. I recommend it and I've recommended it to so many people. There's absolutely, can't think of any reason as to why not.
Yeah, no, thank you. And now we have some myth-busting questions that I'm going to ask you. So, apprenticeships are for manual jobs and trades only. True or false?
False,
yes. Because it does. We know, we've got our housing apprentices, we've got, you know, our trades apprentices. And I mentioned earlier on, you know, I think now in a business for any type of role, there's some access route to do an apprenticeship route. So again, it's just expanded massively over the years. Second myth, apprenticeships are not respected, are not a respected educational route. True or false?
False again.
False, it is. Apprenticeships are not the lesser alternative to traditional education. I think more so now than ever. I do think, you know, like I took the traditional route. I did go to sixth form, went to university, and apprenticeships were never sold to me. And I look back now thinking, I would have 100% myself gone into an apprenticeship route as well. So I think now schools are realising actually that that is just, you know, a level route, which is absolutely fantastic. Myth three, apprenticeships are only for people who know exactly what they want to do.
False.
It's an entry into the workplace world, isn't it? And you know, especially you've got 12-month apprenticeships ranging to 4 years, and people can change their career, like you said, Lauren, as well, right along the way. So yeah, massively agree there, and yeah, it's false. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much to Summer, to Ian and to Lauren for joining us and giving us an insight into your career journeys and, you know, explaining the benefits, the challenges, everything that you have had during your apprenticeship route, and also like obviously your career progression, Ian, because I know that you will be aspiring, a lot of our budding apprentices within the group now. If you're listening to this, whether you're a colleague or someone looking to begin their career as an apprentice, get in touch with our people and learning team. I'm more than happy to have a chat. There are websites out there that will tell you all of the different apprenticeship routes that are available to you. We work with some great local training providers that we utilise now for our current apprentices, so I'm more than happy to have a chat with yourself. We hope that this session has been insightful and has helped you to understand our world of apprenticeships. It is an exciting route if you are wanting to take it, and it ranges as well, just to note, from level 2 right up to level 7, which is a master's level. So that's been all from us. Keep an eye out for our next episode. I'm Christina Forshaw, and this has been Savini Speaks, the Apprenticeship Week special.